God's blessings to you as I send you just a very brief devotional thought, and encourage you to also look this week at the podcast materials that are there. There are several sermons. I had to preach three times in the last week or so, and I was privileged to do so. And if you want to read those sermons, if you weren't at those evening services, you could look at those and see what they how they would speak of the law and gospel and the good news of Christ for us. There's also the weekly preparing for worship, which can help you get ready for worship this coming Sunday. And then also there's a little comment on the Old Testament lesson tying in with the gospel lesson for this coming Sunday also. And these are the things that I would encourage you to take a look at if you have time in this week ahead at the podcast site. And you can read some of this in what I'm sending you this evening as well. So you'll get an idea of what's there. Well, let us begin with prayer. Lord, whenever we approach you, we want to come humbly, and we want to come knowing that there's so much that we don't fully understand, and that you would, by your Holy Spirit, help us to keep learning more as Scripture helps us learn more about Scripture and continually points us to the one true God and to Jesus, our Savior. Bless us as we think about a few of these things at this time also. Care for us as we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. One of our readings for this coming Sunday is Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 to 9, the Old Testament lesson. And it's the story of another time of great rebellion by God's Old Testament people against God while they were on their way to the Promised Land. They were grumbling and complaining about lots of different things, and that God wasn't taking care of them properly, and they complained against Moses and God himself. And as a result of this kind of rebellion, there was a plague of fiery, poisonous snakes that came among them, biting many of them and bringing some, at least many, it seems, to sickness and even to death. The people cried out for God's mercy, and Moses prayed to the Lord on their behalf. And God then had Moses make a bronze serpent on a pole. And he had the people know through Moses that if they looked upon this serpent, simply trusting God and his word and his promise to them, they wouldn't die, even if they were bitten by these poisonous snakes. And this was prophetic, ultimately, of our Lord Jesus Christ, lifted up on a cross, on a pole himself, to rescue us by his suffering and death in our place. And as we are brought to look on him and keep trusting in him by God's grace in this Lenten season, then our sins are forgiven too. And we have the gift of eternal life as well through Christ. You can read more about this in the Preparing for Worship comments on the Old Testament lesson, and then the prophetic revelation that points us to in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's in the gospel lesson from John 3, verses 14 to 21. Very famous portion of Scripture, but this bronze serpent story is in there too. But one thing to add to this, have you ever noticed that this mercy of God that was provided for God's people in the Old Testament didn't seem to be enough to them? We hear that the bronze serpent was saved, and over time it became a relic, an object of worship, to which some of God's people even made offerings, as if it were a god and had power in and of itself. And you can read just a little bit about that in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 to 5. And that's when Hezekiah became king of Judah at the age 25 and reigned from 715 to 686 B.C. And this was long, many centuries after the time of the bronze serpent when that happened, as in the wilderness wanderings of God's people, which are usually dated maybe the Exodus in 1500 to 1400 BC, somewhere in that area, although we don't know exactly when that was, but earlier than many scholars claim today. So it was a long, long time before. Hezekiah found the bronze serpent still spared and still being used as this object of worship. Hezekiah was a king largely faithful to God. Before him, many kings and others had brought in worship of false gods, even among God's own people, first in Israel in the north, the northern kingdom, which fell to others because of their sin and rebellion. But that was creeping into the southern kingdom as well, this false worship and false gods. We hear in this passage in 1 Kings 18 that Hezekiah destroyed many of these objects of false worship and places where they were worshipped. And you have a listing in verse 4 there of 2 Kings 18, where all of this was what was being done. And Hezekiah was getting rid of these objects of false worship. And amazingly, we hear that the bronze serpent was still around and was being used as an object of worship also. And again, that's the very opposite of what God commanded in his explanation of the Ten Commandments, which we heard this past week as one of our readings in our worship as well. You find that passage in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. But in verses 3 to 6, people were commanded to worship the one true God alone and not to make any objects that people would worship. And obviously, in this Numbers story, God had commanded that a bronze snake be made for the purposes described there, that people might be spared from the poisonous snakes. But it was not intended that the bronze serpent would become an object of worship itself. It only pointed people to the right things. And in this case, it was pointing people to Christ, the bronze serpent. You hear in other places that God had also had other things to be made that were objects, human objects or objects of angels and so forth, but they were never to be objects of worship. For example, there were two cherubim on the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle and then in the temple. And in Solomon's temple later on, there were cherubim up above the Holy of Holies for God's people. And those were angels. They had a specific image in which they were made. But none of these objects were to be worshipped. They were simply reminders that there were angels and angels served God and other things were used as well for those very same purposes. None of this was to be something that had godlike power or was to be worshipped as a god. And therefore, Hezekiah broke the bronze serpent into pieces, we hear in this 2 Kings 17 passage. He stopped this kind of worship of something other than God himself. And this was a consistent idea through the scriptures. At the time of the Reformation, Martin Luther and others then condemned what had happened over time, even after the time of Christ, and that was the collection of what were supposedly relics of saints and of others, and sometimes even relics or objects that had to do with Jesus himself, collected in churches. Most of these were probably not real, though we don't really know. But the feeling was that they had special godlike powers. They could actually help people if you gathered all these relics and would show them to people, and people could be helped by them. Luther condemned that kind of idea. The only one we worship and serve is the Lord himself, and not objects, whatever they might be. And Luther did not, though, condemn artwork itself, as some did. And there came a time where some were very opposed to all kinds of objects of in a church, and were destroying things in Catholic churches at the time, and Luther condemned that. He didn't think artwork itself was evil, as long as it did not become an object of worship, but only pointed people to the Lord himself. And at least in our tradition, we still have artwork and other things like that. But we try to make very clear and keep emphasizing that it's only the one true triune God we worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Although in this case, we're grateful to hear of the bronze serpent because it served its purposes in the Old Testament and eventually pointed us to Christ himself and his being lifted up in order to bring salvation to us by his sacrifice on the cross. Just a very short kind of thing, but I think some things that I hope will be helpful to you and in thinking about some of these things that are said in our scriptures this coming week. Let us close with prayer. We thank you for people who are very skilled in artwork and in doing other things that seek to honor you and help teach us about what the scriptures say and the importance of Christ as our Lord and Savior, and stories that are in the scriptures as well that help us, the artwork helps us remember. But keep us from allowing these things to become more important than they are, and that they simply point us to what the Bible says, and above all point us to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And help us as we keep the right perspective on all these things. And we do thank you for the many stories and parables and things in the Old Testament and New too that keep pointing us to your love for us in Christ our Savior. But help us to focus on the right things and keep everything in perspective in that kind of way. And we ask your blessing as we continue this Lenten season too, and that we may rejoice in the really good news that we hear about in the scriptures this week. How serious our sin is, but above all, how great is our Savior who brought us from death to life. For that we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.